Welcome to another edition of Mesa County News and Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. Travis Skaggs with our co-host, the Youth Service Center Coordinator here at Mesa County Schools, Ashley Kirk. And this morning, Ashley, we are here at Mesa County High School again. We're talking with Mesa County High School band members and the band. You and I have talked over the years. Of course, your husband's a basketball coach, but the band's a vital part of the high school, the community, community concerts, pep band, marching band, the big band dinner dance we'll talk about in a couple weeks. But they do a lot of stuff in the community. And, you know, certainly we have a first-class band here at Mesa County.
We do. They're great. The students are great. They do a lot. I know we say this a lot too, but it's just like all these sports teams who put in this year-round work, the band is the same way. They're year-round. I see them here in the month of July, blazing outside. They're standing outside, marching away, working away, and they go into football and they have all their concerts. They lead into basketball. It's nonstop. And then their fundraiser, big fundraiser comes up in May. So it's a year-round program, you know, a lot of hours after school and in the morning in the summer. So just a lot of work that goes in, and overall, like you said, an outstanding band program.
There's different umbrellas under the band too, whether it's pep band, jazz band, percussion ensemble. I'm sure I'm missing some, but most people recognize the band probably for the marching band at the football games or the pep band at basketball games. And some of the students mentioned we're going to talk to when the band's not there, the energy's lacking. And I think everybody can relate to that, whether it's you, me, your husband, Coach Boozer. The kids feed off the energy and people in the crowd, even if you don't have kids, if you just show up and watch the team, they enjoy hearing the band.
They do. And we always have great fans at the games and stuff, but I'm telling you, the band, I think, might be your biggest supporters at, you know, a lot of these sporting events. Outside of when they're not playing, they are cheering and clapping and hollering for the student athletes. So they just do an outstanding job. And, you know, like I said, so much work that goes into their program.
Of course, the regional tournaments were about a month ago, and some of the bigger schools didn't even have their pep bands there, which was amazing to me. But, you know, the band programs always travel when it's district and regional tournament time to support the girls and boys. And, you know, the basketball teams appreciate that because I think we take it for granted. But again, I saw some big schools that didn't have their band programs there for the regional tournament.
That's right. And, you know, this year we had boys and girls regionals held at different facilities in different towns. So our band was, you know, here for the boys, and they were traveling to Bourbon County for the girls. So late nights on the road, but they're there supporting our teams.
Actually, we've got four seniors today. Neat to hear their stories. One young lady joined band this year. Some of them have been in the program for many years, but, you know, Kendrick Applegate does a great job. And again, he's an alum of the program. Wanted to take this program back over, and I think he's taken it to new heights.
He has. And, you know, we have talked to him a couple times and get him on, but I'm very excited to be able to talk to the students and hear their aspect of the band program, and especially these four guys. I know the one did just join, but they're all seniors, and so a lot of them have put a lot of time into this program. We have with us Noah Moore, a senior.
Noah, talk to us about how long you've been in the band here at Mesa County High School.
3 years.
There's different layers to the band. Which ones are you in and have participated in over the years?
All 3 years I've been in pep band, marching band, and concert band.
Let's start with pep band. You guys are at the games playing. How much fun is it being in the pep band and supporting the girls and boys basketball teams? And just talk about that.
It's very fun to be there to support the basketball teams. Usually when we're not there, you can tell there's a little bit of energy missing. There has been a couple games I went there without like a pep band. It wasn't that much fun.
Now, talk about when you get two bands in there. You guys were at the regional tournament, so going up, you know, playing against, you know, Clark County or the boys, you know, play different teams. Just talk about the energy that's in the building and, you know, just back and forth playing.
Back and forth. If you're talking about Clark County, there's definitely big sound from both bands from coming across the gymnasium.
You're involved in the marching band as well. Talk to us about your career with that. I know you guys put a lot of time, a lot of effort in. Some highlights of your senior year with being in marching band.
I feel like the most important thing is hitting a school record for our MSBA score for this year at finals, 73, I think was the score. Being able to go to Bowling Green for state semifinals was a fun experience. Since it was like over 2 hours and it was like an overnight trip.
Talk about the work you guys put in from the start of the summer up until you finished this fall. Explain to our listeners how much work you guys put in.
Well, we have spring camp in May, usually for middle schoolers or anybody new that come try it out to see if they would like it. And about mid-July, the last 3 weeks, we have band camp, which we spend from 8 to 5 every day, except pre-camp, which is 9 to 3. With band camp, it's 8 to 5 every day, working on the show, making sure it's up to par. And then during school, it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, where we put 10 hours a week, maybe. And then on Saturday, early call times between 6 to 8.
You kind of mentioned one highlight, but what's one memory that you're going to cherish of your senior year that you can explain on radio or describe on radio? What's one thing that you enjoy the most?
The friendship, just really quick. Just friendship, being able to form new friendships throughout the band career was really fun.
Now, why did you join band? Walk us through that process. What sparked your interest in now culminating with your senior year?
Well, from second grade to ninth grade, I was in orchestra, but most of my friends were in band, so that really turned me to go went to band, so that's pretty simple.
Now, what instrument do you play?
Pep band. I do clarinet for concert band clarinet, but for marching band, I was in front ensemble, which means like marimba, vibraphone, and then I also did the crash cymbals.
Mr. Applegate's been here a couple years now. What does he bring to the band program as an alum here?
Hard work and background from past experience with him as an alumni, where he was made state semifinals every year, I think it was. He has that background to help us improve more.
Now, you're a senior. What's next for you after you graduate, maybe a career path?
I would like to attend Eastern Kentucky University to major in history teaching and get a minor in something music.
Next, we have with us Ava Walmsley, a senior.
Ava, talk to us about your role you played in the marching band. We've talked to you before on air, but kind of explain what you did with the marching band this year.
So my job these last couple of years have been me mainly in a leadership type position. So being able to work with my peers and most of all, some of my best friends to be able to make a show that we're really proud of has been a really, really neat experience to be a part of.
Now, what are some highlights of the marching band season for you? You guys just finished up this fall. Some things that you're going to cherish.
The thing that I'll always really cherish, something that hasn't really been in the band, especially when I first joined, but now looking at it, is how close I am to just about everybody. Like, there's not a single person in this program that I wouldn't talk to regularly. I'm close to pretty much everybody, and I love that.
Now, with marching band, explain it all coming together. We've talked to Mr. Applegate over the years. You know, you guys put in a ton of work, but to see your final performance and the recognition and the awards you guys win, what's it like from that first day when I'm sure you guys all want to pull your hair out up until the final, you know, the final trophy presentation?
Yeah, so in the beginning, I mean, we don't realize it then, but it's usually not so hot. So being able to see that really become a true performance and not just us playing music that we just learned, and you can tell we just learned it. You know, it's music that we now know and we have it memorized and we've just added all these different things and it really becomes a true performance.
What's it like kind of leading student instructor, leading the band? You know, as a freshman, did you expect that, have that role, that responsibility, and that much, I guess, pride in the program?
I never truly expected it, but it was definitely something that I always wanted or looked forward to. Like having an older sister as drum major, that made me really interested in it, and just being able to see the kind of relationship that it creates so that you're not only friends with people in the band, but you're also seen as a kind of mentor.
What other highlights this year for you are things that you've enjoyed with, I know you're probably in different aspects of the band, different layers, but some other things that you've really enjoyed?
This year, I've gotten the unique opportunity to go help at the middle school with mentorship in the middle school band program. And I really enjoy that just because it's these kids, you know, they come in not really knowing a whole lot of anything about music. And now they're actually playing instruments and they can read. And it's a really cool thing to watch happen.
Now, what's it like having Mr. Applegate lead the program the last couple of years? What have you learned from him, and how has he kind of led this program?
It was a big shift, but it was a good shift. So in the program, we were kind of lacking a little bit of discipline. Now it seems like we've brought that back, and there's a feeling of pride in the things that we do, not just concerts, but everywhere.
What are some things you're looking forward to the rest of the year? I know the school year is winding down with the band program. Some things, you know, you're looking forward to the rest of the school year.
I'm not really looking forward to those final concerts just because it's going to make me sad. It's going to be the end of a chapter, but I'm just really looking forward to what I can do with music until then.
We talked to Charlie Hunter with the orchestra program. You guys are practicing different pieces throughout the year, whether it's marching band or, you know, different concerts. How do you balance all that with maybe working on, you know, Christmas music in the middle of the fall, or, you know, different pieces throughout the year?
Yeah, so most of the time I balance that just by like taking mental note, especially during rehearsals, of like, I really missed that one part in that section. And so I'll take that into consideration. I have like a free period during seventh and independent study. So I usually take that time to kind of work on that and go through those runs or those difficult sections.
How do you guys challenge each other in the band program? With marching band, you know, everybody's got to work together. I know Mr. Applegate is the leader, quote unquote, but how do you guys maybe challenge each other to get better or improve throughout to make it all come together?
Most of us, like I said, are really close. So we're able to be honest with each other. Like if something is not up to par, somebody will let you know. They will let you know like, hey, maybe you should spend some time looking at it. And they don't mean it in any kind of mean way. They just mean it in, they want you to get better and they know that you can.
Favorite memory this school year? Something you can tell on air with the band program, or something you're gonna, you know, look back on and never forget?
I really enjoyed the marching band Christmas party that we did. That was something that was really cool. We weren't able to do it last year. We couldn't find a location for it. You know, all these 30-some kids, it's hard to find a place that'll have us. But luckily, a student's parent was willing to let us over and we just had a lot of fun.
Now, what's next for you after you graduate here in a couple weeks?
I'm planning on going to either the University of Kentucky or University of Louisville to pursue, hopefully, music education, but if not, then something in engineering.
We have Leah Darnell, a senior.
Leah was on the show 2 weeks ago with the high school academic team. Leah, talk to us about when did your interest start in band and what instrument do you play?
I have always been interested in band. Since I was little, watching my older sister come to cheer, I always saw the marching band and I loved watching them. I've played clarinet since sixth grade, but in marching band and pep band, I play the mellophone, which is like a big trumpet. I've played the trumpet, flugelhorn for jazz band. I'm in the percussion ensemble. I'll do just about anything you hand me.
Now, talk about the marching band season. Some highlights for you or some things that, you know, you're proud of with this program.
I really enjoyed watching the growth this season because we had a significant amount of new people. And by the end of it, we were similar to where we were last year, which I would say was probably our best year yet. It was just really cool to see all the new people come in, maybe be a little nervous, some not so nervous, and just become better musicians. Marching band is a huge part of that.
How do you guys minimize a burnout effect? Because I know you guys are practicing every day. It's hot in the summer, you know, a lot of rehearsals. I'm sure at times you guys are stressed, frustrated. Like, how do you keep the end goal in mind and not, I don't know, burn out?
Mr. Appledate is really good at helping us keep the end goal in mind, but we also have all learned to take advantage of the days that we don't have band. For marching band, that'd be Wednesdays. Pep band, it's any day. Just whenever we can, we rest.
What are some of your favorite memories or things you've done this year that you're going to look back on and cherish?
Similar to Ava, I'm going to look back at that Christmas party and just smile. It was my favorite one that I've been to yet. I've also just enjoyed getting to know my section better this year. It seems like we've all been closer than previous years.
I talk about the pep band aspect and coming to the games and bringing that energy and that emotion and just making the games that much more exciting.
Pep band is a blast for me. I just have fun playing loud, screaming loud. It's just a lot of energy. It's a good way to have fun and just remember that you're there to play music, and music is fun.
Now, do you guys have much input with Mr. Appledate on what songs you play during pep band or different concerts? Is there some wiggle room between him?
There's wiggle room. There are some songs that he doesn't like, so we don't play them. We play if he happens to not be there, but he does take suggestions a lot.
Now, what are some things you're looking forward to the rest of the school year?
I'm looking forward to our assessment, which is coming up in April, and just these last two concerts that I have. I think they're going to be really good.
You guys do a lot of different things, whether it's pep band, marching band, the big band dinner dance, the concerts. I mean, I guess it's unique in what the band offers, where there's kind of something for everybody.
I think there is definitely something for everybody. We've seen a bunch of different kinds of people come to band. There are very few people in the program who don't do something else. And I think it's fun seeing people pull their friends in and those people getting a lot better when some of them never even thought they'd be here.
Now, what does Mr. Appledate bring to the table?
Mr. Appledate shifted the band program exponentially. It was a huge change when he came. It was much more disciplined and it was hard to get used to, but we've seen our improvement. We've seen results from it.
Explain to our listeners what's next for you after you graduate here in just a few short weeks.
I'll be going to Moorhead State University and majoring in English education and gonna try and do band within there. I got to meet Dr. Dale, one of their directors, recently, so I'm looking forward to it.
Next, we have with us Carly Morris, a senior.
Carly, talk to us about when your interest in band started.
Just this year, actually. It's my first year, sadly, as a senior, you know.
What sparked your interest? Your senior year, sometimes we like to stay in our comfort zone and do the same things. What sparked your interest in to join the band?
Well, all my friends are in band, actually. But my best friend, she joined last year in 2022, and I didn't know about it. And then I saw it, and I was like, that is so cool. I want to do that next year. So I did.
Now, which layers of the band do you participate in?
Marching band and pep band and concert band.
Now, what was it like joining the pep band? Walk us through the season, your first year, that experience.
It was really hard considering I've never played any instrument before, and Ava helped me a lot learning a brass instrument, which was, it was easy.
You guys are marching out there, your steps are in sync. I guess walk through that first rehearsal in the summer or the spring, and then your last performance, you know, the improvement you showed, and I guess your perseverance, because I'm sure you had some difficult rehearsals there.
Well, actually, I do color guard in the marching band, and it was really hard because I am really scared to try new stuff a lot. So tossing a flag up in the air was really hard for me, but I learned a lot, and it was, the first rehearsal was very, very rough, and by the end of it, you can see not just me improving, but everybody improving.
Now, what were some the marching band season highlights for you, or things you look back on in your year you joined and you're gonna cherish?
I think going to Bowling Green was one of the best parts because it was fun to just have a time to sit with everybody and talk.
You look back on it now, how glad are you that you joined the marching band and participated in this? And I'm sure you were nervous to join, but now getting ready way to graduate. Looking back on it full circle, how exciting is it to realize you participated?
I really wish I joined sooner. I'm trying to get encouraged in seventh grade to join by Ava, and I was like, no. And I wish I did, because it seems like it's really a lot of fun. You make a lot of new friends and a lot of connections with people, and it's really nice.
I guess, what is Mr. Applegate in the year you've worked with him? What has he kind of meant to you in the program?
I thought he was mean at first. I did. But as you spend a lot of time with him, you realize that he's just trying to make you the best that you can. And I really appreciate that from somebody.
How did you get to know your classmates? You knew some of them, you said, but I'm sure you met some new friends, new classmates, underclassmen that you've really gotten to know.
I just talked to everybody. I love to talk to people. So I just went up to him and I talked to him, and then I just kept talking to him. You know, it was really easy, and they're all really nice. And I try to be a nice person sometimes.
What are some things you're looking forward to the rest of the school year?
Our music in the parks trip. I think that would be really fun to visit and experience that for the first time. I've never done anything like that. I think it's very nerve-wracking, but I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Now you're going to graduate here in a couple weeks as well. What's next for you?
I'm attending EKU for elementary education, special education, and American Sign Language.
We'll wrap up Mesa County News and Views this morning. Again, Ashley and I were here at Mesa County High School talking to four senior band students. Neat to hear from these band students, their perspective and their interest, and you know, how they all have kind of left their mark here in the program.
It is. They have lots of neat stories, and, you know, they're all involved with so many different parts of the band. But overall, I think they all put in the same amount of time and work into the program.
Any other announcements today?
We're at April, so we are winding down very quickly to the end of school. I know Charlie Hunter has his musical coming up in a couple weeks. We'll have them on before long. We have prom that will be held at the Cox Building for our Mason County students on April 27th. And then, of course, we'll roll right into May with our graduation date set as Saturday, May 18th.
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of Mesa County News and Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. For Ashley Kirk, Travis Gag saying, have a great Tuesday.